Yes, you might have had a situation where somebody is living in somebody's house rent-free because he's supposed to be at work, but he's not being paid at work. So there is the hope that one day I'm going to be paid, and the landlord undertakes that this person is at work and maybe one day he's going to be paid. And we are just going on creating further and further distortions. What companies did in the light of the Zuma judgment was to seriously downsize to the point where they can now start operating efficiently. Because most of these companies that did this, if you look at them really, they are technically bankrupt. So yes, I can understand the misery and the pain that it is causing. But honestly, other than the Greek situation, there is no other way we are going to get out of this war. Greece is lucky because it has got the European Union to bail it out. We don't have anybody to bail us out.
Mr. Moyo, your take on this issue?
We did indicate when this madness started 3 weeks ago that it's not going to be confined to employer-employee relationship only. It's going to affect the world economy. It's going to affect other people. The aggressive demand is likely to go down. People offering merchandise goods are going to be affected. Banks are going to be affected. Those who are institutions who rely on rentals, their properties are not going to be taken up. So we did mention that this issue is going to affect the entire economy. I think we clearly indicated that we agree that companies have to downsize, but that this is the way things have to happen. And currently we have a situation where people are victimized. Businesses themselves are going to suffer from this.
Mr. Mufukare, what do you suggest can be done to solve this problem?
As far as we are concerned, if there was a sensible way of downsizing when things are not right, we would never have got to the explosion that came about as a result of the Zuma case. All we ask is that there be a non-accepted way of people parting ways when the situation is no longer right. And from our point of view, for workers to say, I must be getting some other package in addition to everything else that has happened, to us is not really, really fair on the employer. The employer has been paying a regular wage. The employer has also been contributing to a pension fund. And when employment terminates, the worker will now be looking to the pension fund that both he and the employer were contributing towards for sustenance henceforth. But for the worker to now say, you were contributing to a pension fund, I still want another payment. Where is that payment going to come from?
Mr. Moyo.
I think we need to give reasons why you not need so many numbers of workers in your entity. We need to promote a social dialogue, social justice at the workplace. It's very unfair that a person who has served for more than 10 years within hours that he or she is an excess package. I think that's very, very, very unfair. Secondly, we are on the call of the employer, which is the employer who decide when to produce. It is the employers who are planning business, and they're at fault in the way the businesses are folding. They should take the blame, in fact. The remuneration over the years has been very, very low, below the PDL. So the salary has not been adequate. So when you talk about releasing or downsizing, that's the term they want to use, obviously we need to compensate because people have not been earning adequate salaries.